guys. Just a quick one on Hand From Above. Had a good chat to Peter Snowden this morning, and we're both in agreement that we'll miss the Magic Moons Carnival this year. He really needed to win there on Saturday to actually even give us a chance of getting into the field, because the prize money clause there, you know, he needs to be right up probably winning, you know, around 100 to 150,000 in prize money to get in the field. Unfortunately, he's a little bit short of that, but really happy with his first prep. I don't think we can complain too much. Won his first two starts and went into Saturday's race, ran third, solid 30, really knuckled down there late. He's got a good will to win. Just unfortunate we got stuck down on the inside. I know the instructions were to Winona to get off the rail, so maybe it wasn't one of her best rides, but I've learnt one thing in racing: you never dwell too much on a bad ride, because you do your head in thinking about it and what could have been and what might have been. We can never change the result, so we always look forward, and I'm sure we're up with a nice little break under his belt, he's going to come back a nice horse for 2016. At this stage, Peter's going to give him a break of around 4 to 6 weeks, and then bring him back, and you know, we'll get him going. I think he's going to be a nice horse late April, May, June next year. Take advantage of those small fields in Sydney. We know he can handle the wet tracks, and that Bob's bonus is very handy. You know, if you can win one in town, you know, there's an extra 20k Bob's bonus, which looks good on the CV for all the owners paying training fees. So we'll probably aim at quite a few of them. Pete did mention this morning that at some stage next year we'll have to probably geld him. He's a bit mindful; he doesn't want to do it too soon because he's still growing and filling out, and keeping his manhood in there just keeps that natural testosterone going through his body and helps him fill out a little bit more. Really happy, and really happy we've got a nice crew of owners together too. You know, they seem to be enjoying themselves up there in Sydney, and I'm sure next year we're going to have a lot of fun with him. Cheers, guys, and we'll talk when he comes in next time round.